Welcome to Maximum Impact, reaching you from the Citadel of Impact, Abuja, New Estate Baptist Church. We enjoin you to open your mind and connect with the Lord as we receive engrafted words. Get ready to be greatly blessed as we join His anointed servant, Pastor Abiodun Aribike.
We give you all the honor, we give you all the glory, Jesus.
Everything of silence.
Thank you, because for this purpose and reason is the Son of God manifested, that He might destroy every work of darkness. Thank you, because greater is He that is in us than He that is in the world. Thank you, because you have given us power and authority to trample upon snakes and scorpions and to overcome every power of the enemy, and nothing shall our enemies hurt us. Thank you, because the weapon of our warfare are not carnal, they are mighty through God for pulling down strongholds. Thank you, because no weapon fashioned against us shall prosper, and every tongue that rises against us is judgment. We shall hold them. We give you all the glory. We give you all the honor. We come in the name of Jesus. We come by the word of the Lord. We come by the blood of Jesus. And we destroy every work of wickedness in our midst this morning. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Have your seat. Have your seat. Thank you. I wish it was a retreat so that I can take my time and be able to expand on this. Take like 2 hours, expand on it, and 3 hours for us to handle the issues therein. And I know that by the time it's getting to 8:40, some of you will start doing like this for me to see. God bless you and your watch. Job 20, let's read from verse 4, verse 3 or so. Job 20, let's read from verse 3. Give me New King James, and we are all going to be reading together, and I just go in as the Lord leads, whether we just pray or I make some exposition on this topic issue. Can we go? Want to go? I have. Go back to verse 3. Are we sure we all want to read? Okay, you are here. Okay, maybe you should clear your. If your voice is like mine, just clear it. Where you had a retreat yesterday? Anybody had a retreat yesterday? Wow. Okay. This side of church, they don't come for retreat. Now this side they come. Oh yeah, let's go. Job 23, let's go. I have held the rebuke that reproaches me, and the spirit of my understanding causes me to answer. Do you not know this of old? Since man was placed on earth, that the triumphing of a wicked is what? Is short. And the joy of a hypocrite is but for a moment, though his haughtiness mounts up to the heaven, and his head reaches to the cloud, yet he will perish forever like his own refuse. Those who have seen him will say, where is he? He will fly away like a dream and not be found. Yet he will be chased away like a vision after today's service. Every wickedness and the wicked against you, they shall vanish like a vapor. In the name of Jesus. Let's continue. The eye that saw the wicked will see him. I say read with me. Let's go now. Will see him no more. Nor will his place behold him anymore. His children will seek the favor of the poor, and his hand. Whatever the wicked have stolen away from you, let them be restored back to you today in the name of Jesus. This is a prophecy against the wicked. So when you are saying it, you are prophesying against every wickedness in your life. That's why I want you to read it. Do you understand? Okay, let's go. His bones, but it will lie down with him in the dust, though evil is sweet in his mouth. And he hides it under his tongue, though he spares it and does not forsake it. but still keep it. Yet his food in his stomach turns so it becomes cobra venom within him. Whatever the wicked have stolen from you, let it work against them. In the name of Jesus, whatever the wicked has stolen from your children, their health. Stretch forth your hand here. I pray for everyone here. Every affliction of a wicked upon your children, let it return back to center. In the name of Jesus. Have your seat. When you get back home, go and read Job 20, 4 to 29. And read Job 18 also, for people that like studying the Bible. Read Job 18. Job have a lot of record of God's judgment upon the wicked. Brethren, let no man deceive you. According to 1 John 5, 19. I need somebody very fast on it. 1 John 5, 19. Let's read together. Want to go? Give me another chance. The whole world, including your house, including your neighborhood, including your business, lies under the sway of a wicked one. We know that we are held firm by God. It's only the people of the world who continue in the grip of everyone. Another translation. I don't want paraphrase. No. Remove good news. Okay. I will show you after service which one is paraphrase and which one is translation. Okay, let's go. We know that we are the children of God and that the whole world is under the control of everyone. So the whole world lies under the power of wickedness. If you don't know how to handle wickedness, you will suffer. If you don't know how to handle wickedness, you will be delayed. If you don't know how to handle wickedness, you will weep, you will cry. Why me? Oh Lord, why now? Why me? Listen, like I tell people in counseling, armed robbers don't come because they hate you. They come because that is what armed robbers do. The devil comes because that is what the devil does. If he does not do it, he's not the devil. He comes to kill, to steal, and to destroy. The devil is wickedly wicked. Evilly evil. You can't appease him. Anyone that will overcome wickedness must be ready to arise and fight. Tell somebody be ready to arise and fight. Zechariah 5, 7 to 11. We have to change this clock. It's running faster than it should be. Zechariah 5, 7. Here is a lead disc lifted up. And this is a woman sitting inside the basket. Then he said, read with me. He said, this is wickedness. There was a basket flying. And the angel of the Lord opened the basket. And they saw a woman seated in the basket. I said, what is this? I said, this is wickedness. And he throws her down into the basket and threw the lid cover over his mouth. 9. And I raised my eyes and looked. And there were two women coming with the wind in their wings. For they have wings like the wings of a stork. And they lifted up the basket between the earth and the heaven. And I said to the angel of the Lord, who talked to me, where are they carrying the basket? And let's go. And he said to me, to build a house for it in the land of Shinar. When it is ready, the basket will be set there on its place. Any wickedness moving around the world that want to alight upon your habitation, let the wickedness be destroyed by the thunder of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, lift your hand and say, my house is not a habitation for wickedness. Say, therefore, every wickedness, let the thunder of the Lord destroy. In the name of Jesus, say, my house, my home, my family, my house, my home, my family is not the habitation of wickedness. In Jesus' mighty name, we are prayed. Have your seat. When I was in love, you know, MFM used to be at the second gate. There was a day they were doing a prayer, prayer group meeting. Prayer group meeting. And somebody shouted, in the name of Jesus. And before them, something fell. Blah! Like a belt, and turned to an old man. What would happen if you were there? Wickedness is in a basket, flying. Like a flying saucer. I pray for you. Any wickedness that visited you at midnight, let the earth open up and swallow them up. In the name of Jesus, every wickedness against your career, against your business, let them be terminated by fire. Let them be terminated by fire. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Ephesians 6:12. Quickly. I told you I would have loved like 2 hours today. Let's read together. For we do not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of this darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts. Everyone here, you are wrestling against spiritual hosts of wickedness. That means your prayers sometimes should look like if you are a wicked person. Did you understand? Your prayers should look to the ignorant as if you are wicked. Hello, I don't deceive myself. I know where I'm coming from. I did not get to Abuja and start behaving like an Abuja fine boy. I'm not going to preach in Queen's English. I'm going to preach in an African English. Because my problem is African. My prayer points are African. Even when I go to Europe, I am still an African. I will not get there and say, you know, Nigeria, our prayer point, they reduce for abroad. Go and ask people whose prayer point have reduced. Go and check them. They can't come. They can't buy tickets. They are only buying shirt. Go and check their shirt. It's the one they took from Nigeria. They are still wearing it. Don't join them there. You know, when you go abroad, your prayer point. You are a Nigerian. Yeah, you are a Nigerian abroad. I pray for anyone wrestling with wickedness. I ask that the Lord will arise and give you victory. In the name of Jesus, we receive victory over every wickedness. Lift your hands and say, I come in the name of Jesus. Say, I receive victory over every wickedness warring against my soul. I receive victory. I receive victory. I receive victory. I receive victory. I receive victory over every wickedness warring against my soul. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. 2 Timothy 3:13. 2 Timothy 3:13. Oh, Lord, we thank you. 3:13. Yeah, read together with me. Let's go. It will not get better, sir. Wickedness will increase. When we were growing up, they know they use pants, do one. I didn't hear about that technology. It's getting worse and worse. People can't spread their pants outside before again. When we were growing up, even parts are disposed in a way that you can see. They don't do that again. Why? The evil men are getting worse and worse. Sir, it's only an ignorant person that when they talk about witchcraft, is looking for old woman. When witches are operating in nurseries, every wickedness upon your household, let the blood of Jesus wash them away in the name of Jesus. So wickedness will move worse and worse. You must be ready to pray more than you are doing now. I pray you will not be overcome by wickedness. You will not be overcome by wickedness. You will not be overcome by wickedness. You will not be overcome by wickedness in the name of Jesus. Proverbs 12:10. Let me show you this. In case you are here and you have been deceived, I know one Baba somewhere that the problem you are going through
when he does something, he will just bring one file and you do consultation. By the time you finish consultation, everything will be okay. Go and look for them. It's a satanic exchange. They take one and give you a greater one. Look at the screen and let's read together. Read with me. Let's go. One, two, go. Read the second part. Let me hear. The tender. You know what they call tender mercy? Mercy. The devil does not have anything called mercy. Even the mercies of the devil is cruel. So you can't appease the devil by sacrifice. You can only overcome the devil. You can only fight the devil. And greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Look at the screen. Read the second part again. Let me hear you. Put it in your mind. Let's go. Number two. No. But the tender mercies of the wicked are... So the wicked at the best of his days is the cruelest person alive. You can't negotiate. And that's why we keep saying from the days of John the Baptist, the kingdom of God, suffer a violence and the violence, they take it by force. And that is what we are here to do today. Remember, always remember this. The tender mercies of the wicked are cruel. You know many people have said, I have forgiven him. I have forgiven him. And they go to plan something worse off. I will not answer this question, but I will ask you the question. Do you think God forgave the devil? Why did he not forgive him?
The person that God did not forgive, you won't forgive the person.
Who do you this? The person that God did not forgive,
you won't forgive. If I ever hear it, it's okay.
You know, your forgiveness for the devil is your stopping of prayers. It doesn't matter again. The person that God did not forgive,
forgive him.
And after that, NYSC, now your suffering continues. We arise in the name of Jesus. We come by the blood of Jesus. We come by the word of the Lord. Every wickedness in your life, let the wickedness expire today.
Let the wickedness expire today. Let the wickedness expire today. Let the wickedness expire today. In the name of Jesus.
I've shared with you the story. Have I shared with you? Is here, share it here. A story of a man whose letter, a letter of appointment was sent to him. Is it a letter of appointment? What kind of letter is it? A letter was sent to him in 1979. He received a letter in 1992. Yes. He needed to go abroad. He was the brilliant, most brilliant person in his village. He needed to go abroad. And the father and mother came together. This is our only son. If he goes, nobody will take care of us. So they went and tied the thing somewhere. The man didn't go. Best, they could not go beyond primary and secondary school. When prayers started, after prayers, he received the letter. Posted 1979. Delivered 1992. Can I hear you say, this is wickedness? Whatever has detained your glory, whatever has detained your blessing, let them release the blessings and perish. Let them release the blessings and perish. Let them release the blessings and perish. In the name of Jesus. Yesterday I was sharing with you here about a man that was praying and did not have a job. Lost a job. Prayed. And he died. While they were carrying the coffin out of the house, DHL appeared in the house with his appointment letter. Say, that is wickedness. I didn't hear you say, that is wickedness. I pray for you. Whatever is called wickedness that is operating in your life and your destiny, let the thunder of the Lord destroy that wickedness.
In the name of Jesus, put your light down on your head. Say, every wickedness in my life.
shall be destroyed by fire. In the name of Jesus, every wickedness operating in my life, be destroyed by thunder. Be destroyed, be destroyed. Be destroyed, be destroyed. Be destroyed, be destroyed. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Have you seen Psalm 5 verse 4? God does not take pleasure in wickedness. There's hope for us. You know we are reading together. Oh yeah, look at the screen. Let's go. For you are not a God who takes pleasure. Wow, there's hope. There's hope for us. God is not on the side of wicked. God does not take pleasure in wickedness. What does God now say about the wicked? Proverbs 11:21. God says the wicked will not go without being punished. Though hand join, I almost said it in Yoruba. Though hands join to one another, though people can plan together, though they can have an agreement, though they can want to cover it, though they can swear an oath to other, though they can belong to the same city court, though they can be from the same family, though they can say we are going to cover it, the wicked will not go unpunished. Say that, let me hear. Say the wicked will not go unpunished. Put that at the back of your mind. What does God say about the wicked? Psalm 11 verse 5. What does the Bible say about the wicked? 11:5. Okay, let's go, let's go, let's go on the screen. Let's go. The Lord tests the righteous. But the wicked and the one who loves violence, he sows. The Lord hates the wicked. The Lord hates the wicked. Psalm 7 verse 11. The Lord hates the wicked. Verse 7:11. Let's go. Want to go. God is a just judge. And God is angry with the wicked. I love that everyday part. Say with me. Say God is angry with the wicked. He's just not angry with wicked. He's angry with wicked today, yesterday, today, tomorrow, until Jesus comes. God is angry with the wicked. There is hope for us then. That means what is happening to us for evil, God hates it. And what God hates and is angry with, he makes a solution available for his part-time. And there's a daily solution for daily wickedness. There's a daily solution for daily wickedness. You know, my brother used to share his story about a man, I've forgotten all the details, that we enter a car together. The car had an accident. Another car had an accident. Went to the third car also, had an accident on a short journey. The house they got to with a man, while sleeping in the house, the wall fell again. That is wickedness. Some move from wickedness per day, per minute, per second. But the blood is the antidote and the solution to every form of wickedness. Remember, greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. We don't preach this message for you to be afraid. Afraid of what? When you are greater. We preach this message for you to be aware of what you must do. Are we here? Fear, I know they made some people talk. Are you here? You talk like a soldier. Psalm 146 verse 9. Psalm 146 verse 9. There's no doubt about it. I'm going to come next year and take Wednesday, maybe like 2 months, and handle wickedness. It's not something we can do on a Sunday quickly. Psalm 146 verse 9. Look at the screen. The Lord watches over the stranger. He relieves the fatherless and the widow. But the way of a wicked, he turns. Let's pray. Lift your right hand up. Say, every way of wickedness and the wicked against me, be turned upside down. 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 The way of the wicked is turned upside down. The way of the wicked is turned upside down. In Jesus' mighty name, we have to remember, sit down. No wicked will go without being punished. God hates the wicked. God is angry with the wicked. God turns the ways of the wicked upside down. You know the Bible says, what we read in Job chapter 20 verse 4. He said, the triumph, let's look at it. So that you give hope to some people. Job 20 verse 4. Verse 4 to 5. Give me verse 5. Do you not know? Okay. Verse 4, so that it will make sense. 4 and 5. Okay, let's read together. Do you, of what? Of old. This thing you are about to read has been there since time immemorial. Not be today the thing starts. Look at it. So let's go. Do you not know this of old? Since man was placed on the earth. Command. So know this of old. That since man was placed on the earth. What happened? That the triumphing of a wicked is short. It is only long if you want it. The triumphing, please let me encourage somebody. Say the triumphing of a wicked is short. Say big courage. Say big courage. Say be courageous. Say it will soon be over. Say the triumphing of a wicked is short. Are you here? You determine how short. Yes, sir. You determine how short.
Akukuma don't know how to even go about this. Continue doing like this. Some have been doing like this for 10 years.
We have nothing to show.
So, Ayele means the world is wicked. There's some people, since we know them when we were young, we were just the Ayele. People still gather money for them because they have refused to do something about it. You know, talk to my baby. Look, I'm sorry. You know Babeku, somebody that have stayed in Lagos for a long while. Once they call you Babeku, you have not achieved anything in life. Soon they will start doing Baba Abuja. But we thank God that Baba Abuja is big man. Stop complaining and doing as if you have no power in pity situation. Many of us, our parents did all. They died with the history of a family. They did not tell us anything. They did not tell us the enemies of a family. Now, those people are afflicting us also, and we don't know where to search it from. Because our parents never told us anything. So if I don't want anyone like, they never, don't be like that.
No history, no nothing. And when anything happens, we still go back to the enemy, to the wicked.
Our eternity cannot. We now spread mattress in the house of the wicked. We are now sleeping with the wicked.
We come by the fire of the Lord today. In the name of Jesus. Whatever is called wickedness in your life, in this church today, let the fire of the Lord roast that wickedness. Let the wickedness be roasted by fire. Let the wickedness be roasted by fire. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Because of our time, let me jump. Let me jump. What then does the Bible expect us to do? Isaiah 58, verse 6. What does the Bible expect us to do? Isaiah 58, verse 6. Is this not the fast that I have chosen? According to Isaiah 58, Isaiah 58 is a chapter, the best chapter on fasting in the Bible. It tells you how to do the fasting and the advantages that fasting gives you. But look at the first advantage of fasting. First benefit of fasting. According to Isaiah 58, it says, is this not the fast that I have chosen to do what? To lose the bonds of wickedness. What should we do? The will of God for us is to lose every bond of wickedness. Therefore, whatever it is called, whatever it is, whatever I experience it, that bond of wickedness is broken in your life now. That bond is broken in your life now. That bond is broken in your life now. That bond of wickedness is broken in your life now. In the name of Jesus.
2 Samuel 7:10. Moreover, I will appoint a place for my people Israel, and I will plant them, and they shall dwell in a place of their own and move no more. Now read with me. Let's go. Nor shall the sons of wickedness oppress them anymore as previously up to up to 8 a.m. today. That's previously. From now onward, if you are a son in this house, no wickedness is permitted to prevail against you.
Look at it. He said, nor shall the sons of wickedness oppress them anymore as previously, as before. That wickedness ends now.
Say with me, say the wickedness end now. Say in the name of Jesus, wickedness end now, end now, end now, end now. In the name of every wickedness, end now, end now, end now. Operation of the wicked, every wickedness, end now, end. Let the operation of wickedness end. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. What do we do? So we break the bounds, and we know that the son of wickedness shall not oppress us again. So if any wickedness raises his head, you arise. See, now before, that's previously. But from now, 8 a.m., what's today's day? 9th October, 2022, from today. Do you understand what I'm talking about? Psalm 125 verse 3. That's what I'm going to do in second service. Psalm 125, but it came to my mind. Let me look up. Look at it. For the rod of the wicked, scepter of wicked, shall not rest over the land allotted. What is your land? It's your portion, your family, your children, your money. Whatever belongs to you is your land. The rod of the wicked shall not alight. It shall not keep, if you keep changing, the first one says it shall not rest. Second, it shall not remain. It did not say it shall not touch, sir. It did not say the scepter of the wicked shall not touch the righteous. Because the devil is naughty. He will come out. But it's different from. For some people, it's like this. And they are smiling. Make mistake, touch me like this. You will never repeat it again in your life. You know, there's some people, it's like this. You are romancing wickedness.
Yeah, in my family, that is what happens.
From my side of the country, that is what happens. It shall not rest. It shall not remain. It shall not settle. It shall not continue. It can try it once. By the way I deal with it, it shall never happen again. Are we seeing God? It shall not rest. Let's go on. If you understand this world, our prayers become very easy. 2 Thessalonians 3:1-2. Let's take the last thing. What do we do? Remember, number one, the Lord wants us to break, lose the band of wickedness. Number two, the Lord is saying, as previously, it shall not afflict us anymore. Number three, the Lord is saying, it shall not rest. It shall not remain. It shall not continue. It shall not abide. Number four, 2 Thessalonians 3:1-2. Finally, brethren, pray for us that the word of God may run swiftly and be glorified, just as it is with you. Look at verse 2. That we may, read with me, that we may be delivered from unreasonable and wicked men. For not all have faith. Not all seated beside you are believers.
Some are unreasonable and wicked.
Some follow the church to test what is preventing what they are doing from working. They are unreasonable and they are wicked. But see, me, I always pray for you, Jejeli. I pray for church members, Jejeli. Whoever travels for wickedness against you, they will not come back. Never. They will not come back. They will not come back. You spend money, enter car because of me. Sometimes plane. You spend money, you saw a Dibia because of me. You spend money, you collected something from a Dibia because of me. You will not come back to Abuja. Do you understand? I pray for you. Any spiritual consultant, spiritual contractor, any babalawo, any Dibia, any evil priest that has been consulted because of you, the one who consults and the one consulted, let them perish suddenly. Let them perish suddenly. In the name of Jesus. Stand up on your feet. Let's pray. Let's pray. First pray. We are going to be using scriptures to pray. Psalm 7 verse 9. It will be on the screen. I will raise the prayer up and we pray. I have like 5 minutes plus to go. Oh yeah, yeah. Read with me. Let's go. Oh. That is your first prayer. Lift your right up. Say, oh Lord, arise. And let the wickedness of the wicked come to an end in my life, in my children, in my family, in my career. Oh Lord, arise. Open your mouth and pray. Oh Lord, arise, arise. Let the wickedness of the wicked come to an end. Let the wickedness of the wicked come to an end. Arise, my God. Let the wickedness of the wicked come to an end. Let the wickedness of the wicked come to an end. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. You have not prayed it well. Lift your hand and say, oh Lord, arise. Arise with your power. Arise in your anger. Let the wickedness of the wicked come to an end. Open your mouth, pray for yourself. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. You know, one of our church members, join us. You know, sometimes when you are leading the prayers, just stay like this. So if I look in his direction, like some of you do, if I look in another, then one day, he slept. I wanted to wake up to go and pee. So when he woke up, he discovered that something was pressing him down on the bed. So he shouted and woke up. And saw a movement like somebody. Never a second light. Had the feeling that somebody was by his door. So he went to the door and opened. In front of the door was a neighbor like this, chanting his name. In front. Hey, yeah. Now lie. Listen, induce here. Chanting his name. Ah, before the man left this church, if you see him pray, you would think he's a madman. May you not experience it physically before you know how to pray. You know what? The woman still took him to police station. That he is spreading false news about her, that she is a witch everywhere. I pray for you. Any wicked, evil neighbor, every wicked, evil family member, every wicked, evil competitor, let the thunder of the Lord arise against them. In the name of Jesus, their wickedness are terminated in your life. Their wickedness come to an end in your life. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Are you angry enough? Your anger determines the scriptures you are going to read. Are you angry or very angry or very, very angry? Psalm 34 verse 21. Oh Lord, arise, slay.
Ah, look at that. What's he? Let's go. Look at this. Let's go. Want to go? Say evil. Arise. Slay wickedness. Slay the wicked. And taste my life. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. Evil. Let evil come upon the wicked. 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 Let evil come. Come upon the wicked. Come upon the wicked. Come upon the wicked. Come upon the wicked. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Psalm 10, verse 15. Psalm 10, 15. Came to my mind a story shared by Dr. Dickie Oduka about his friend that was looking for a fruit of the moon for a long time. And they prayed, and nothing seems to be happening. And the Lord gave him a prayer point that, oh Lord, let your nail hammer the head of my enemies. Your nail. You know, there are some prayer points that if I raise prayer points, say, oh Lord, carry your nail upon the head of my, I'm in a Baptist church, half of you will not pray. Pastor, which one be nail again? Some people now might be like this. So they will video you and take it to somebody and see the nail. Nail. They had the first son. So they took the baby to the village to see their grandfather. The baby's grandfather, the father. So when they got to the village, an old person that was a friend of their father said, can you see me? He went there, saw the man. When he sat down, the man removed his cap from his head. And there were physical nails all over the head. And the man said, when you gave, because of what we had against your father, when you got married, we said you have married, but you are not going to have a child. He said, we are three. All of them died with the nails on their head. He said, today I had a dream that there is no place for a nail on my head again, that the nail will be put on my chest. That's why I came to your father's house. I pray for you. Powerful weapons of Jesus. Powerful weapons of heaven. Powerful weapons in the Bible. Let it arise upon the wicked. Let it arise upon the wickedness. Let it arise upon every wickedness against you. In the name of Jesus. Look at the screen with me and say, oh Lord, what is it? Break the arm. The arm. So, break his arm. Look out for his wickedness. Be punishing him for every wickedness after the other. Until you don't find. Look at it. Say, oh God, arise. Say, break the arm of the wicked. And the evil one, say, seek him with his wickedness until you find none. Repeat that and pray in the name of Jesus. Arise, arise, arise. Arise, arise, arise. Arise, arise, arise. Arise, arise, arise. Break the arm of the wicked. 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 In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Isaiah 3:1. Everything scripture. Isaiah 3:1. Isaiah. Oh my God. Woe unto the wicked. Isaiah 3:1. Help me search it. I need that scripture. Okay. Let's see for another one while I search it. Let's have Isaiah 57:20. Isaiah 57:20-21. Can we read? Let me hear you. Read this. Go at the top of your voice. Let me hear you. The wicked is like the trouble. Have you been to the sea before? Right. They are troubled. They are troubled. Every wicked and wickedness against you. Let there be trouble at the troubled sea. Let there be trouble at the troubled sea. Let there be trouble at the troubled sea. Listen to me. What the wicked is doing to you is what God wants done to them. Oh. It doesn't allow you half time to. It doesn't allow you to
half peace, half rest, half time. So you can't do anything worthwhile in life. One problem to the other, but that is what is supposed to happen to the wicked. Are you here? I pray straight for your hand. The wicked is like a troubled sea. Let the Lord arise and trouble every wickedness and the wicked against you. In the name of Jesus, the Lord troubles the wickedness and the wicked are risen against you. In the name of Jesus, in Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Okay, it's Isaiah 3:11. Put it on the screen. Oh yeah. You, if you want to read it well in Nigerian way, woe unto the wicked, it no go better for her. No, that's why he said it shall be it. Is that not it? That's how we are going to pray it. Woe unto the wicked, it no go better for her. Say unto me, say, let's go. Say, woe unto the wicked. Woe unto every wickedness. It no go better for her. It shall be it with it. Open your mouth and pray. Open your mouth and pray. Woe unto the wicked. Woe unto the wicked. Woe unto every wickedness. Woe unto every wickedness. Woe unto every wickedness. Woe unto every wickedness. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Psalm 37 verse 20. Our time is, let's take 3 or 4 more. Psalm 37 verse 20. Read the first part. Let's go. Lift your rattle. Say every wickedness and the wicked in my life perish, 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 perish. Wickedness and the wicked in my life perish. Wickedness and the wicked operating in my life perish, 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 perish. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Psalm 11 verse 6. Are you tired? No. No. Anyone being pursued by the masquerade should not get tired. You keep running until the masquerade gets tired. You now turn around and destroy the masquerade. Look at the screen. Oh yeah, let's go. Upon. Four weapons of warfare there. Are you ready? Lift your right hand up. Look at the screen. Say, upon every wickedness and the wicked in my life. Say, oh God alive. Rain, coals, fire, brimstone, body wind, against that. In the name of Jesus. Pray for yourself. Pray for yourself. Every wickedness of today. Every wickedness of unfruitfulness in my life. Upon it. Coals. Fire, brimstone, burning wind, in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Psalm 27 verse 2. When my enemies arise, they stumble. Though an enemy, though, verse 2. We read, let's go. When the, said, not be now. See, David, 3,000 years ago, he said they came to eat flesh. If you read white man interpretation, they will say the flesh is symbolic. They no be Africa, they no understand. The people who write Bible, they are Easterners. They are like us. Westerners don't understand it. It is symbolic. Ah. People know they chase them for dream. They don't understand. They don't understand. They don't understand. See, there's this Yoruba program in those days we used to listen to when I was young about a woman that only had only one child. And let me not bore you. Our time is fast, man. I pray for you. Anyone that joined an occult group for wickedness against you, let the thunder of the Lord judge them. Let the fire of the Lord judge them. Let the thunder of the Lord judge them. Let the fire of the Lord judge them. But for you, may you be free from your wickedness. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Say every wickedness
and the wicked are risen against me. Say, stumble and fall. 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 In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayer. Proverbs 11:5. Same prayer point, just be looking at it. The righteousness of a blameless will direct his way. Alright, let's switch gear. But the wicked will fall by his own. Put it at the back of your mind. Whatever they plan for you will fall upon them. Okay. Psalm 7:14-16. Same thing, same thing. We are just going to pray. Let the wickedness of a wicked come upon them. Behold, the wicked brings forth iniquity. Yes, he conceives trouble and brings forth falsehood. Uh-huh. He made a pit and dug it out and has fallen into the ditch which he has made. 16. His trouble shall return upon his own head, and his violence dealing shall come down on his own. Let the wickedness of a wicked come upon the wicked. Are you ready? That's what we are going to pray. Let's read one more. Because of our time, let's stop it. Lift your two hands up. Say, arise, O Lord, and let the wickedness of the wicked come upon the wicked and deliver me. Oh, Lord, arise. Let the wickedness of the wicked come upon the wicked and arise. Deliver my children. Let the wickedness of the wicked come upon the wicked. Arise and deliver my spouse. Deliver my career. Deliver my business. Let the wickedness of the wicked come upon the wicked. Let the wickedness of the wicked come upon the wicked. Let the wickedness of the wicked come upon the wicked. Let the wickedness of the wicked. Let the wickedness of the wicked come upon the wicked. In Jesus' mighty name. Stretch your hand here. Stretch your hand here. Whatever is called wickedness, whatever is the operation of wickedness, whatever is the activity of wickedness in your life, in your family, in your children, on your lot, on your portion, your health, whatever belongs to you, any wickedness there, the earth open up and swallow them up. You shall see no wickedness again. In the name of Jesus. Every wickedness activated by an evil dream, let the wickedness be destroyed by fire. In the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you. We glorify your name. The blood of Jesus, wash away, take away every wickedness from your life. In the name of Jesus. Anyone that has been marked for wickedness. You see, when you are marked for wickedness, you move from one to the other. You move from one to the other. Anyone marked for wickedness, that evil mark is erased by the blood of Jesus. From today, you are marked for favor. You are marked for mercy. You are marked for grace. You are marked for promotion. The wickedness has expired. The wickedness has ended. In the name of Jesus, make a joyfulness to the Lord. In the name of Jesus. The wicked you saw, you shall see them no more. The wickedness you experienced, you shall experience it no more. In the name of Jesus, whatever looks good that you desire, there is wickedness. May that desire die in you. May that desire die in you. May that desire die in you. Anyone that desires anything that looks good, there is wickedness and will put you in trouble. May that desire die in you. In the name of Jesus, may every wickedness expire in your life. May the wickedness of a wicked in your life come to an end. In the name of Jesus, the one who has victory over the wicked, Jesus Christ, our Lord, may he bless you. In the name of Jesus, may he keep you. May he make his face shine upon you. May he be gracious unto you. May he lift his countenance upon you and give you shalom all the days of your life. Instead of every wickedness, your life shall be full of the shalom of the Lord. In your life, nothing shall be broken. Nothing shall be missing. Everything are working according to type. In the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed.
Thank you for sharing the moment with us. We hope you have been blessed, and we look forward to hearing from you.
You can reach us via WhatsApp, SMS, or calls on 090-1137-1118. You can visit or worship with us at the Citadel of Impact, New Estate Baptist Church, behind Silver Mall, near Sakale Bus Stop, Buhari Expressway, Duse Alaji, Abuja. Or join us on Facebook and YouTube at NEBC Duse Abuja, on Instagram at TCI_Abuja, or MixLR audio channel at TCI-Abuja. Our worship time is 7:30 a.m., 9 a.m., and 10:30 a.m. on Sundays, and on Wednesdays at 6 p.m. Till we come your way again, stay blessed and stay safe. Grace to you.